Yes, it's a big, big week here on the Jock and Jerno Show. A grand final edition. A massive game at the weekend when it is an absolute pleasure to be sitting aside these two learned gentlemen. I'm Jay Clark, and for the next half an hour, we're going to bang on about what an exciting week this is. The captain of Collingwood, five-time All-Australian, five-time Copeland Trophy winner, and a Norm Smith medalist. I shouldn't leave that out. Scotty Pendlebury, mate, congratulations on getting this far, but a big job ahead for you.
Yeah, it is. It's been a strange few days since the game. You know, after that Richmond result Friday night, sort of didn't get much sleep. Just, I suppose, the adrenaline of the game, the atmosphere, taking it in, what we'd done, now the challenge we've got in front of us. It was a bit of a restless night. And then Saturday, it was weird. I just wanted to get into the day, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
And like get out amongst the people and go to a cafe and just, you know, people were saying, well done last night, blah, 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 all that type of stuff. It's just, yeah, I need to get out and make it. Sort of didn't really seem that real. It was awesome atmosphere Friday night. Guys played super well, and yeah, we've got one more big challenge in front of us that I think we're ready for.
We're going to talk about that big challenge against the Eagles. You win against the Tigers, the Brownlow medal, and we've also got something special for you, Scotty.
Beautiful.
That is something you are unaware of. We're going to get to that in a little bit, in about 10 minutes' time. So listeners, just stand with us. We're going to hit you with something soon. As I say hello to you, Sammy Gaston, this is your last week at Collingwood, mate. You want the boys to go out with a bang.
Absolutely. What a last week it's going to be. I mean, it's not about me, obviously, but it's a good way to go out in style.
You're starting your new job. Where is it? The Big Bash on Monday.
Yeah, Cricket Australia on Monday.
You've got a massive weekend ahead of you, Gas.
nice of them to give you a couple of days off just to wrap your head around it all.
Well, if they're listening to this, just give me Monday at least. I'll come in on Tuesday.
Tuesday morning. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, absolute goal. We'll touch on the Brownlow first. Scotty, you went the all black outfit?
Yep. Yeah, I went all black.
The triple black?
So I had the double-breasted suit on and something a little bit different. Never gone like that before.
Mm-hmm. You're just tapping into the fashion trends.
Yeah, and to be honest, like a lot of compliments did come my way. And I took it with a grain of salt, but... it's always nice when people are saying good things about you, you know, men and women.
To be honest, mate, your far better half, Alex, completely stole the show. You just faded into the background compared to her. But there were yourself, Dusty, and Maxie all in the black. So, you guys, the bad boys?
Yeah,
or?
A couple of big dogs there, you know, Dusty and Max and then me. So, I don't know, there was a few, there's probably, you know, there was the waiter type look as well where guys wore the white.
The danger
jacket.
Look?
Yeah.
I didn't dig the water as much.
When they didn't bring me a water when I asked for one and things like that. But it's a good night. It's a long night, but it's...
Fun for you?
Yeah, we were all saying at the start of the night how different it was for starters because we were all just sitting there drinking water and whatnot. And we all said at the start of the night it'd be great if Brody or Steele could get near it. So our table was live and we actually had something to concentrate on. So, I think Steele had 9 votes after 4 rounds and... You know, then I got on the AFL app and I was checking who we played and how we went and who his competition was. And, yeah, we sort of thought he'd get around, like, the 20-vote mark. And Tommy Mitchell probably wasn't polling as well as we sort of were expecting on our table. So we thought he was a massive chance. But then, obviously, late Mitchell, I think, got 12 votes in 4 rounds and sort of stole it. Put the big margin in it.
Was there any sort of tension on the table when it was 3 votes? Yes. Pendlebury. Side bottom.
I said to Sidey, he did steal a few votes off me. That cost me the Brownlow. So
any game in particular?
The Essendon game, the second time.
Yep.
Thought I was pretty stiff not to get any. Still got 3. We were talking, though, on the table about the votes and how you just don't know what's going to happen because first time we played Brisbane up there, Steele went to Zorko, and Zorko had 30-odd and kicked 5, and he got 1 vote and then Steele got 2. And then, so we're laughing about that on the table. And then, funny enough, last time we played Carlton, I went to Cripps and he gave me an absolute bath and he got 2 and then I got 3. So we're sort of saying, because we still got a lot of ball men still both in those games. So, weren't up with the team role. So, yeah.
Be interesting to see how they match up with the best and fairest votes. Was there any amusing banter between tables or between teams? You get a lot of well wishes from the opposition.
Yeah,
you get a lot of
well wishes from players. And, you know, Jared Rufford, Joel Selwood, a couple of guys come up straight away and wish you the best of luck. And yeah, everyone's sort of the same. They're sort of sitting there envious of your table because they know what you've got ahead of you. But it was a pretty tame sort of night. We all sort of were amused by how much cans of Coke. Jaden Stevenson attempted to drink on the table. I think it was about 8 or 9 cans of Coke across the Brownlow. So it's quite funny.
It's ideal preparation for... He's got some curious dietary habits.
Well, I don't think he's got a diet.
Right, yeah.
He sounds like a bit like what Tom Mitchell used to be.
How much different was that to 2010 when you were sitting on the table? We had Heath Shaw, Swanee, a couple of rat bags, and this time we got Jaden, Jaden's mum, Steele, Brody. You're all in the waters. Slightly different.
Well, no, not really, because when you are on the waters and you're at the Brownlow, like we've got training. We had training today.
Yep.
So you're there and you're sort of just waiting for like... 2010, we had Swanee as the live chance on the table. So, yeah, as long as you've got a live chance, it makes it pretty fun. But then, after that, you're just trying to, once the night's done and Tommy Mitchell made his speech and sort of the night's about to end, that's our cue to get out of there and get home.
And how quickly did you hit the bolt?
Yeah, I reckon I was in probably the third cab that left Crown. So we made a pretty good dash. I was really impressed with Alex because I just say I'm going and follow me how I'm weaving in out of traffic, and she kept up remarkably well.
Oh, fantastic! And the girls all did look amazing, as they always do, Scotty. I mean, it's a glamorous affair, and they scrubbed up spectacularly. The ladies,
yeah, they do. I feel sorry for them because there's so much pressure on them, and people in the Herald Sun or the Age or whatever it is.
Like, I reckon that's changed a little bit.
Yeah, has it? Yeah,
I reckon it's good, softened.
I feel like you shouldn't be critiquing girls who are going there to support their partners. They don't need to be critiqued or judged or anything like that. Just need to compliment everyone for the night. It's a good night, and no need to try and act like you're off Victoria's Secret model and judging people's dresses or whatnot.
Yeah. Hey, it is a big week for you, obviously, Scotty, coming into your potentially second premiership. And the great thing about this podcast, isn't it, Gas, that you're very level-headed and determined and driven and stable. And I'm often the emotional sort of flighty.
Yeah, we need a balance. Otherwise, it'd be boring.
Yeah, up and down type. So we do complement each other on the yin and yang a little bit, mate. But to the listeners out there, this is our attempt to try and
Is this the surprise?
This is the surprise.
Beautiful.
So we've spoken to...
He's great.
He's all business.
No, it's
the game face just came on.
Do you know about this?
No, I don't. Can't wait.
We've spoken to 7 of your best friends and family.
Yeah.
And they're all about to give you a special message here and wish you well. And this is your good friend, Hutchie.
Beautiful.
Hey, Scotty. It's Hutch here. I just want to wish you all the best for Saturday. I'm just super proud for you, mate. It's been a long road. Since we're kind of stomping around the streets of Sale together, I'm really proud of your career so far, and just really happy that you've got this opportunity again. We know that it's an outcome-based industry, and at the end of the day, you can work as hard as you like. But you've got an amazing opportunity on Saturday, and I'm just overly happy that you've got yourself into this position and you get to go out there and do your best. So all the best. Enjoy the journey with Jaxi. Obviously, we got to rally around in 2010 and share that with your family and old Pistol Pete, and it was really, really special to be a part of that. But obviously, it's great that you get to do this and get to share it with the young fella, and I just want you to go out there and enjoy it all, mate. So there's all the best. Yeah. Have a crack.
He taught you everything he knew on the basketball court, Hutch?
Well, he made a stateside with me, so... Yeah, we played state basketball, I think, under 18s together. So I was bottom age, he was top age. And, I carried him to that side. And I'm sure he's appreciative of that.
Yeah. All right, this is your good mate, Johnny Taylor.
G'day, Scotty. Johnny Taylor here, mate, from Sale, or Melbourne now. But, yeah, love watching you go about your business, mate. Just, I remember watching you make your senior debut for Sale. I think it was your one and only game for the Sale Footy Club. I remember watching it ending, and you had a really bright future, being a Sale boy, obviously, and I'm a proud Collingwood person. I've watched your journey closely, and mate, just want to wish you all the best for Saturday. I've admired the way you've gone about things over the years, not just on the field, but off it. Your dedication, your discipline, it's second to none. And even though I think I'm 5 years older than you, I really look up to you, and you're a role model. And I think I've probably sent you a few drunk text messages over the years and told you that just how much I love you, and you're my idol. But honestly, mate, nothing would make me happier than to see you and the boys go well on Saturday, because I know how much hard work you've put in, mate. So, you are my idol, Pendles. I love you, mate. And just, all the best, mate. We'll be cheering so hard. I'll have no voice left on Saturday night. So, all the best, mate. Take care, buddy. Good work.
Johnny T from Sale. I love that. This is Johnny Taylor from Sale. From Melbourne. It's actually funny because after the game on Friday night against Richmond, Tails was like, sort of, I got up my phone after the game and I reckon there's 150 messages on my group thread. So yep. There's a group of mates that like play basketball that we just banter flies back and forth. And Tails was on it and he's like, I'm desperate for a ticket. Like, I'll pay anything to get my hands on a ticket there. And I remember just sending him a text the next day. It's like, man, I got your ticket sorted. Don't worry about it. And he's like, oh my God, I love you. And I can vouch for the drunk text. I'll wake up some days and I've got a message from Tails and it's unbelievable. 3 a.m. and he's at, where does he go? I don't know, somewhere, this old school place where they go. And
in Sale?
No, still? In Melbourne. Because he's now Johnny Taylor from Sale, from Melbourne.
Yes, yeah,
so, yeah.
How'd you go in that one Sale game?
We lost to Mafra by, I think, like 100 points, ooh, but I was best on for Sale. I'm on the meat tray.
It was dirty. It was, mate, it was filthy.
I remember, like, so how's this? So I wanted to play thirds because it was late in the year and everyone was saying, like, you'll probably get drafted. I wanted to play thirds for Sale to play with my mates. I'd never done that before in footy.
Right, yeah.
And the coach for the thirds didn't pick me.
You're kidding me.
So he was like, wouldn't let me play.
You got left out of the team.
I got left out of the third, so I played seniors.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. And then the first contest when I was playing seniors, we were over the ball and the pack come and someone from Mafra just clipped me and split my ear open in the back. They were dirty. Dirty dogs. Yeah. And Mafra lost the grand final on the weekend to Liam Gathard, Dyson Apple's mob. And right? Sale bowed out, I think, in straight sets. So.
Unlucky for Mafra.
Yeah.
This is your older brother, Critter.
Scotty, it's Critter here, mate, the big brother. Just quickly want to wish you all the best for Saturday. No one works as hard as you, mate, so I really hope you get it done and have another day that you'll never forget. Just want to flick back to post the 2010 grand final. It was a couple of weeks post the granny and we're actually out with Jason Graham, who actually beat in that famous grand final. And I remember, you know, we're all having a bit of banter and you just, out of nowhere, you just started going clunk, 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 and everyone's like, what are you talking about? He goes, oh, sorry, boys, that's the Norm Smith and the Premiership medallion clunking together. So, you know, he's never been able to live that down, old Grammy. But, Matt, yeah, once again, I wish you all the best for Saturday and hope you get it done, mate. Cheers.
Oh, clunk, clunk, Pendlebury.
Well, it's funny, but it's true. So we're all sitting around and it was a few weeks since we'd played St Kilda, but I was really close with Grammy and their banter used to fly back and forth and I'd never, ever touched the grand final with him. And it was 3 weeks post, and I thought, oh, I've got to give him a little jab. And it's partly the Norm Smith one is because he should have won the Norm Smith against Geelong, I think it was, the year earlier. Maybe really? Come equal, but on count back or something, yeah, he didn't get it. And he was clearly the best player on the ground that day. And, yeah, just gave him a little rib tickler that day. And, yeah, it remains a laughing point amongst the boys.
This is your younger brother, Ryan.
Hey, mate, it's Ryan here, your little brother. I just wanted to wish you a massive big luck for this weekend. Congratulations, it's a massive achievement just to make it, but we obviously want you to win. I'm very proud of you either way. I've always been so proud of you and I always will be. I've always looked up to you ever since I've been little. Hopefully you win this week, you deserve it. We all see how hard you work for everything you get, so it'll be well deserved. And please, if you win, don't get home at 7 p.m. You're allowed to let loose for a few days. Cheers and good luck.
Yeah, that's a fair point. He was at my place game day on Friday and he was saying something about if you were to win next week, and we're talking about babysitters for Jax or whatever, and I sort of laughed and I was like, oh, well, I'll be able to get home to relieve the babysitter by about 10:30, 11. So, yeah.
Richard, how did you go in the 2010 Premiership celebrations?
Not too bad.
No.
I do value sleep.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a game of footy you got to play. So I play on Saturday. So then after the function, last time we had a function, all the boys are there drinking, blah, blah, blah. I get that. But like I was absolutely knackered and just like wanted to sleep and enjoy it.
This is your far better half, Alex.
Hey, Scott. It's Elle here. Just a little message. We all know that the Premiership Cup is the only achievement that you yearn and strive for, even dream about. But you're the most selfless guy I've ever met in every aspect of life, and footy and family is just everything to you. So we are so happy that you're getting another crack at the prize possession, and good luck for the weekend.
Well, I hope she doesn't mind the Premiership Cup sleeping in her spot Saturday night if we win it. So she'll be selfless for the night. But Yeah, I like everyone introduces themselves like I don't know their voice.
Well, I asked them to do that for the listeners, of course.
Hi, Scott. It's Ryan, your little brother. I've looked up to you ever since I was little. I've always been bigger.
That'll be flat. No, I've asked them all to do that. And so your dad works out on offshore, doesn't he?
Yeah, so he's offshore at the moment. So last week for Richmond, he got to fly back. The boss flew him back for the game.
Massive.
So he let him have 2 days off for the game. Flew back, and then same this week for the granny. His boss is flying him back for it. Have a few days here, and then flies back to work again.
How far off which coast?
Nah, he's off. He's in the Bass Strait, so it's the easiest route for him. So from Sale, drives out to Longford, jumps on the bird straight out. Yeah, it's easy.
Well, let's have a listen.
Hey, Scott, it's Dad. I'm offshore at the moment, but I'll just read you a little note that I've sort of driven from deep down and. Here we go. So, yeah, look, mate, so dedicated and driven to the cause, to whatever you can set your mind to do. It comes as no surprise to me and others that you have succeeded in this industry as a player and a person, and utmost to me, a captain of a massive big club like Collingwood. A natural-born leader from an early age, attention to detail, and leaves no stone unturned. A very loyal person to his friends, and also his family. A hard worker, very consistent in what everything he does, successful, but most of all, you have never wavered from any task that has been asked of you. And when you left our home, all I said to you was, mate, stay close to your family and friends, which you have done. Our family and our friends are so very proud of you. Our brothers, your brothers idolise you for what you have done for them. So, mate, all the best on Saturday. Lead your team to victory. Go Pies. A very proud dad. And as I said, I'll see you on Saturday. So, all the best. Love you heaps.
I'm glad Dad prepared that. Because knowing Dad, if he tried to speak off the cuff, it wouldn't have come out well. So, it's funny, but I feel like I've got a story for everyone. But Dad was at my house on Friday, and he gets more nervous than me. Right. And needs to get the game before me for some reason. So we're at my house on Friday before the game.
Yep.
And it's 3:30. We don't play till 7:50. And I can see him getting edgy, fiddling with stuff. And Mum's having a coffee, and he's sort of looking at Mum having a coffee. And I was like, "What are you doing?"
Watching the clock.
And he's sort of like, he goes, "Oh, well, we need to go soon, get to the game." And I'm on the couch. I'm Dad, I'm playing. I'm not ready to leave like for an hour. He's like, yeah, but I've got to get a park and I don't want to be rushed. And I don't want to be... I felt so sorry for Mum. Like, he needs to be there 3 hours pre-game just to soak it all in. He's got to warm up when we warm up.
How did they go into state? Because I saw them in Perth and they looked like they were freaking out a bit.
Yeah, to be honest, in Perth, they got stiffed a little bit. Their plane was 3 hours delayed in Melbourne. So they literally just got there like 2 hours before the game started. And that Dad would have just been freaking. Yeah.
He hasn't always been able to watch all your footy though, your dad, Scotty.
No.
So does it mean extra... to you knowing that he can be there?
It does. And I suppose the thing, like with Dad, and I've told him this, but I'm most appreciative for what he gave up when we were growing up to work offshore to provide for us. And we didn't want for anything as kids, you know. Like for me, basketball costs a fortune to play, but Dad worked offshore. It was a pain for Mum every 2 weeks when she had 3 boys and Dad was gone. But
trying to drive you all around all your
sport. That's where Nan and Pa was so good for us. But, Dad to do that, we're so appreciative as boys of what he's done, not just for me either, like for my other 2 brothers, and they help out with the grandkids and they're awesome grandparents, so appreciative. And Dad will love it this week, and geez, if we win it, I think by the time we have the function after the game, he'll be well and truly P-I-double-S.
Great, man. Last but not least, of course, your fabulous mother Lisa, who is extremely proud of you.
Liza.
Hi Scott, it's Mum, my gorgeous boy, Mr. Reliable, humble, loyal, cheeky, loving, level-headed, and very family-orientated. From my baby boy to the man you are today, every day of your life, Scott, you've made me proud. So driven at an early age, hard-working, disciplined, team-orientated, always challenging yourself to be the best you could be, never wanting personal accolades, wanting team success. I wish you all the best for Saturday, Scott. Lead your team to victory. Thank you for never changing, always being true to yourself. Nanny and Pa would be so proud of you, as we all are. Go Pies. I love you, Mum.
And that's your crew. We're trying to get onto your mate horse in London. That might come. But that's your crew.
That's
in
good.
In your corner,
yeah,
mate.
And that's the crew that I've got coming to the game. So they've all got tickets, which you need to sort out pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. They'll all come to the post game function. Yeah. So that's been my support network, you know, since I was so young playing basketball. So yeah, it's nice to get a message, but let's get a win.
Through all that, let's last on this. On through all your ups and downs over the past year, we go back 15 months. We're sitting at the same desk and we're talking about your coach and what could happen and all the massive changes. And you're always such a very level person. But how important are these people, you know, in your journey, particularly at those sort of bumpy moments? Even though externally you exude stability and calmness all the time, is it like that always with these people?
I think it's funny because I think with like that support network, it's probably the same. Like they ride the roller coaster more than I do because, like I'm steadfast in my beliefs. You guys would know that from how I carry myself, that I have massive belief in this football club and the plan and where we're going. And, you know, at times I think if anything, it's these guys like, oh, you know, what's going to happen? Should you do this or whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, I suppose it's me because they're the guys that read the paper, buy into it. They don't get to see what I see. So, yeah, but at times, you know, when we've had bad losses or whatever, you know, those guys have been huge for me, whether it's just having a beer, getting me out of the house, getting me away. And I think everyone said, though, they all, when they spoke about me, it was like, you know, you're steadfast, you're disciplined. You know, I've always had a really strong belief in where teams that I'm a part of are going to go.
And it is going to be a massive one at the weekend. What do you got to do better, Scott, than when you played them last time? West Coast, of course, in Perth, very good in the second and third quarters, but it did fall away. Collingwood fans listening, what do you think you need to do better?
The start's obviously going to be very important. Last time, I think they kicked 4-3. I don't even think we scored in the first quarter. We might have even just had 2 points. So they jumped us at the start, and then the last 5 or 6 minutes, I think in 5 minutes to go, we're in front, and then they kicked 2 goals to get it to 10 points or something like that, and then they kicked a goal on the siren as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a big, big challenge. You know, they're a really good side, and I think Adam Simpson said he thinks they're an underrated side, but I just think that's because they're in Perth. I think over in Perth they'd be talked up heavily, but we know that they're going to be incredibly tough to beat. They've got great balance to their side, forward, mid, and back. You know, there isn't really an area of weakness there for them. So, yeah, but you know, I think with our side, and I've said this before, I've got massive belief in the way that we play, and I think if we can play how we play, we'll ask them a lot of questions, and I think we'll be good enough to get it done.
To me, it shapes up as a battle between your guys' midfield and clearance power, which was exceptional against Richmond last weekend, versus their bigs. So if they're going to rule the skies again, I think it's going to be very difficult for you guys. But if you can bring it to ground and combat them in the air, then you'll be up to your eyeballs. Excuse me. So how are you gonna combat the McGovern Kennedy Darling factor?
Yeah, well, I think last time McGovern started the game really well, and then Maney did a really good job after that. And then as you said, like we sat back on the weekend and watched, and you know, guys individually watched the game, not as a group, but you know, you could see how good Kennedy was, Darling was, McGovern, Shannon Hearn, guys like that. So it's about making sure when the ball's going inside 50 for them that it's coming in under pressure, and that's what I think we're able to do really well against Richmond is force, you know, high balls, scrub kicks, whatever it was, pressure. So that's got to be the same, probably even upper gear because, you know, they can bomb away and they've got taller forwards. And then, yeah, with McGovern, it's just being smart when we go inside 50. I feel like we did that really well against Richmond, who, you know, the best defensive side in the comp. So we've just got to be smart again, play our brand of footy. I thought we were incredibly composed in that game against Richmond. The Richmond pressure, we were able to buffer and then be composed with our entries.
Must give you a lot of belief. That I know you do have a high belief, but to do what you did against Richmond, and no one really gave Collingwood much of a chance, but to come out and smash them, it felt over 15 minutes into that game. I mean, it must give you enormous belief, validation in how well you guys can play.
Yeah, it gives me validation in what we're doing. But I always believe we could do it, but then it's another thing actually doing it against Richmond. And
against the best defence.
Yeah, best defence. I think they're almost the best attack or second best attack in the comp as well. So, yeah, but we were able to, you know, we identified stoppages as a part that we thought we could take advantage of against Richmond. And I think if you have a look at the, I think it was 60 points to maybe 10 points from stoppage and the margin was 40 points. So, yeah, it was...
you torched them around there.
Yeah, and Brody was first class, Taylor Adams, Geordie DeGoey, guys like that. So, yeah, we, you know, West Coast are different again, though. They've they haven't been great at contested footy, but in the finals, I think they're number one ranked side. So
ground balls.
Yeah, it's, as I said, it's going to be a big challenge, and that's what you want in a grand final. You want a big challenge and something that, you know, you've got to go earn. And, yeah, I feel like our group's as ready as it can be.
You think you can get them around the ball again? With Tay Adams, yourself, Steele, is that your trump card in this one?
I don't know about again, but that's, yeah, we hope we can get on top of them in the midfield. And last time, if anything, they sort of got on top of us late in the game around the midfield. I think they'd plus 13 contested footy. So we can't allow that, because, as I said, plus 13 contested footy means probably plus 6 or 7 inside 50s that are coming in, putting our backs under the pump. So, yeah, that's. I think we've got to go to work around the midfield, make sure that any ball they get's sort of under a lot of pressure, gives our backs a chance, and then, you know, us taking our chances as well, going the other way.
Fourth grand final for you, two in 2010.
Yeah.
Lost to Geelong in 2011.
I feel like it's funny saying fourth, because I've only played in like two that were worth a result. So,
yep.
Is it? Yeah, I've played in four, but it's like my third.
This will be your fourth.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Will you feel any different, you think? You think you'll be more composed?
Yeah, it's a tough question. I didn't feel any more composed in 2011, and I'd just played in one.
You felt nervy?
Oh, not jittery. Nervy, but I just felt like...
anxious.
Yeah, you feel the occasion. You know, understand what's on the line. And I remember 2010, sort of the first 5 minutes, you're just trying to get your second wind. You're sort of... yeah, you are a little bit nervy, a bit edgy. And then I was probably the same. 2011, I thought, oh, well, we did this last year. So... I'll be ready for this. It's, you know, I know what to expect. And yeah, it was the same 2011, the first 5 minutes, you're just like a headless chook trying to get your second wind. And yeah, and then you jump into the game. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be the same again. Like, you'll be nervy, you'll be edgy, because you just want it to start. You just want to get into it. So yeah, once the first 5 minutes dust settles, you know, away we go.
I think it's going to be freezing too, Gas. It's going to be one of the coldest grand finals on record. Wet.
13.
Any chance of the longs? Yeah.
No, definitely not. I wore long sleeve once and played putrid. No chance.
Shakes his head dismissively.
What is it? No, it says it's going to be 14 sunny, so.
No.
I don't know.
Big story, grand final week. Scotty, he's always the blokes who are under the cloud or may or may not play. What's the latest on that? Jeremy Howe? Have you spoken to him in the locker room? I know he's got a bit of a sore ankle. Any chance he's going to miss this one?
No, there's no chance that he'll miss with, he tweaked his ankle a little bit against Richmond and.
Light week on the track.
Yeah, light week on the track, and he'll be fine. I think, like, you know, sure, he tweaked his ankle. He'll be fine. McGovern, grand final, you'll find a way to get up. And, yeah, it's funny. It always seems to be, though, a story, doesn't it? A grand final like this.
We need something to bang on about.
Yeah, but yeah, I know that. But I'm more mean, like, no team ever just gets through clean. And yep. It's like, oh, they got a clean bill of health. That's like clean bill of health. Yeah, the last thing you want to see is, like, a guy miss a grand final with something. So hopefully both sides don't have that happen.
What about for Darcy Moore and Benny Reid? More so Darcy, who got a train, they're trying to get in, but I mean, it would be a big call from Nathan Buckley to change a winning format. How hard is it for those guys this week? And have you spent any time with those two boys?
Yeah, well, it's really the whole group, and they understand the situation they're in, and we know that it is hard, that, you know, they're fighting for the 1% chance that they might get into the side, but they understand the role that they play in what we're doing at the moment. And you know, our VFL side hasn't been in since we started finals, and you know, they're charged with the responsibility of making sure that they train as well as they can and as good as they can, that they prepare us as well as they can for this grand final. And all those boys have been first class when we do
match play.
Pretty
selfless.
Oh, it is, and it's no doubt it's a challenging situation to be in. But all year we spoke about a team mentality, a group mentality, and we're carrying it out. Those guys are training as well as they can to prepare us to go out and perform as well as we can. And you know, if we were to win and, you know, hold up that cup, it's 22 guys on the day that get to, you know, get up on that podium. But it's where you understand straight away that it's 45 players, it's the staff, it's everyone. And their role is so important.
Collingwood fans listening now, Scotty, this is going to be the biggest day of the year. Some of them, of their lives, it will be Christmas. So you're in there. Take us into the locker room. It's 5 minutes before you run out. You can hear the crowd and the thundering roar and the noise, and you got the goosebumps.
Who's the pregame entertainment? Anyone good?
It's Black Eyed Peas and Jimmy Barnes.
I got a feeling.
Fergie's gone, though. It's not even going to be real Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, okay.
Stay focused with us, Scott. What are you going to tell us about that speech to the boys? When you're in the locker room, you're out in the ground, that last address to the players, give us a flavour of what you'll be saying in that moment.
It'll be simplicity. And I know that sounds probably really boring, but simplicity stacks up. in big games, big occasions, because it's something you can come back to. So that will be the flavour of what I'll say.
Do you think about that? What are you going to say?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, I give it, you know, a good 30 seconds to a minute as I'm running back after I flip the coin. And but like the best part of the whole week, every week, and, you know, grand final included in that, is when you get to the ground, because that's when it starts. So the prep starts, you know, at 2:30 game. When we get there around 12:30, whatever it is, that's when you feel the most comfortable, because you're into your prep and, you know, all the guys are there. And, you know, you see Maney, he jumps on the bike for 10 minutes, and, you know, Goldie will be doing his stuff for his knee, and Checkers gets a band around his knee. So, like, it all sort of familiar. And it's like guys doing their thing. And
the routine.
Yeah, and then, you know, pre-game when we
what are you doing?
Race and what am I doing? Just annoying people.
Checking the basketball scores.
Yeah, annoying people. That's about it. I don't do a hell of a lot. No, a bit of stretching and things like that. Make sure I'm ready.
And what will it mean to you, mate? As I said, we spoke about this 12, 15 months ago, and I don't think anyone knew what was going to happen around here. You know, with happening with the coach and the changes, and you've been through a lot of stuff since then, but it's been an extraordinary transformation. What would it mean to you and your teammates and your coach to lift the club, to lift the cup on Saturday?
I haven't thought about it, to be honest. I haven't thought about what it would be like to win. I'm just so focused on what we've got to do to win. And, you know, it's the obvious ones. It would be amazing and it would be relief and all that type of stuff. But, yeah, it's such a big challenge in front of us that I haven't really let my mind wander into that realm yet. So
what do you visualise?
Really just stuff. How we'll attack this game, how I'll attack it, how I'll do my role, you know, what it's going to look like for us when we're playing good footy, how are we going to get on top of them? And then a byproduct of that is when that siren goes in the fourth quarter, that you look up at the scoreboard and it's in our favour. So, but yeah, we'll be back next week anyway to talk about the pod and go through it again, and then I'll probably be able to give you a bit more in depth if we were to win it.
Okay.
How it feels.
A premiership podcast.
Absolutely.
Sammy Gaston's going to be in a new job by then. We might have to kidnap him.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll sneak him in.
And, hey, mate, as per usual, we wish you the best of luck. Absolutely. All the best on Saturday.
Thanks, boys.
Collingwood Army will be right behind you.
Who are you going for?
What do you mean, who am I going
for? Well, you're Perth boy.
I'm not. I'm Richard Longboy. I worked there for 2 years.
Didn't you? Weren't you living in Perth for a lot?
For 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So you're Collingwood then?
I think you guys will win. Yeah. I think you can, especially on a wet day. I think, like, I probably wrote them off about 6 weeks ago, to be honest. I thought the wheels fell off. In fact, I said that.
Yeah, that's not like you.
Misread it a little bit. So they've really surprised me. I thought without Gaff and Nick Natanui, and I think I rated them bottom six to start the season. So I didn't have a lot of faith.
So next to us. That were with us.
I had you in the top eight.
Oh, okay.
Eighth, but in the top eight.
Eighth on percentage.
But with Liam Ryan, Willie Rioli at midfield, Elliot Yeo's become a star, McGovern and Kennedy, we know. So they'll be a formidable opponent, mate. And we hope we speak to you in a week's time with a premiership medal around your neck.
Absolutely. So do I.
We'll catch you next week. Thanks for joining us on the Jock and Geno Show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.